Exodus 24:1-18. The covenant confirmed. And in this discourse, I want to tackle this title, this section, this chapter, under this title, the sovereignty of God. The covenant confirmed, God's sovereignty. What do I mean? Well, if you read through the chapter, you will see. Then he said to Moses, the Lord said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, everything the Lord has said we will do. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said, and so on. And he goes on through the chapter. The covenant confirmed, the Mosaic covenant, God's sovereignty. The chapter opens in a dramatic way. Then he said to Moses, I take this to be the Lord speaking directly to Moses. And he goes on through the chapter. God made the terms. God made the stipulations. God gave the laws. God gave the revelation. God imposed the restrictions. God gave the promises. God made his demands. God laid it all out. It was God's timing. It was God's revelation. It was the covenant the Lord made. The covenant the Lord gave to Israel through Moses on Sinai. It's all a downward covenant. Indeed, all the covenants are like this. The covenant God gave to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to David, and even the new covenant. Psalm 40 and Hebrews 10, lo, I have come to do thy will, O God, said Christ. I've come into the world to do the will of the Father. On the cross, John 19:30, it is accomplished. I have fulfilled the will of the Father. All these covenants are God's sovereign revelations, God's epochs which he gives to men. To all mankind in Noah, the Abrahamic covenant with all his elect, the Mosaic covenant with Israel, the Davidic covenant, and Christ accomplishing the new covenant. It wasn't dreamed up by philosophers. This covenant is not dreamed up by a committee composed of Moses and a few others. It is not philosophers with their dreamings. Nietzsche, for example, in the 19th century. What does he do? He gets rid of God. God is dead. And then he has to hunt round and try and work out a philosophy for men to live by and die by. And of course he can't work one out. The whole notion is nonsense. We don't work out our covenants. We don't work out the system. It's revealed to us, revealed here to Israel through Moses, and it's revealed today. It's not it seems to me. There's nothing of that here. It's a good idea. It's all the Lord's words. Look at verse 3. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words, all the Lord's laws, everything the Lord has said we will do. Moses wrote down, verse 4, everything the Lord had said. It was God who gave the revelation. Verse 8. Moses took the blood. Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words. Verse 12. God called to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you, it's a given covenant, the tablets of stone with the law and commands I have written for their instruction. It's a sovereign covenant. It's not philosophers trying to dream their way to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Christ. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's the apex of these covenants, the new covenant. But all the covenants are that, the sovereign act of God. Believer, believing friend, brother and sister, what a privilege to know that we are walking in the light of God's revelation. This covenant was for Israel. We are in the days of the new covenant, but the principle is the same. We're under the revelation of God, the sovereignty of God, not only in providence, not only in our lives, as it were, day by day, but in the revelation he has given us, the scriptures, the declarations, the gospel unfolded. It's a tremendous privilege we have. We are under the authority of God in his word, in his sovereignty. Unbeliever, will you not learn? Stop dreaming your way into eternity. Stop sleepwalking your way into eternity. Stop trying to invent your own way, following the ways of men. Come and submit to the revealed way. The Lord has said, open your Bible and see, and you will see Christ declared there. Come to Christ. Come to Christ and you will see more and more. The more you know of Christ, the more you enter into God's revelation, you will see the privilege and the wonder and the glory of the gospel that Christ has brought to us. And not only the gospel, as it were, but his own precious blood, his life offered up. All the person and work of Christ will be yours. Come to the revealed way. Bow, submit to the sovereign God. He commands you to repent and believe. He invites you to repent and believe. He encourages you. He pleads with you. He begs with you to repent and believe. Will you not yield to the sovereign God and give up the dreamings of men? This is the revealed right way, God's sovereignty. Learn from this ancient covenant, now fulfilled and abolished, fulfilled by Christ and abolished by him, rendered obsolete. But the principle remains. Let us bow the knee, submit our minds and hearts, bend the neck, and yield to the Almighty Sovereign God as he reveals himself in his word. What a precious thought it is that God has not left us in darkness, but he's shone down from heaven. Indeed, in these last days, he sent his Son down and spoken to us by his Son, who lived and died amongst sinners, that we might see and have and know and enjoy the full revelation of God in him. Let us benefit by it from this very moment. Amen.